From KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with David Hyde. Once a month, our literary producer and Washington State Poet Laureate, Elizabeth Austin, drops in to share some of her favorite poetry with you. Usually, she brings work by local poets, but today, she ventured a little further afield. A major immigration issue inspired Elizabeth to focus on today's poet.
You know how we've been hearing for months now about the tens of thousands of kids traveling alone from Central America and crossing into the United States?
Yes, but I'm sort of curious, what does that have to do with the poems you brought in today?
Well, I think they'll give us a different perspective on Honduras, one of the countries these children are leaving. Spencer Reese is a poet and Episcopal priest, and he was in town recently to read from his new collection. He spent 2012 teaching English and poetry at a home for orphan girls in the city of San Pedro Sula in Honduras, which, by the way, has the dubious distinction of being the murder capital of the world.
Wow.
So he's collected poems written by girls at the orphanage into an as-yet-unpublished collection called Las Chavas, Homegirls. And I wanted to give our listeners a chance to hear one of these first-person perspectives. So here's Spencer Reese introducing Counting, written by Eileen Barbieri, a 15-year-old who he described as one of the most difficult and gifted of the girls he worked with.
This is a poem called Counting, by Eileen Barbieri, age 15. Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, and every second that I pass without my family, it feels like a knife trying to get inside a rock. I am the knife, and the rock is my life. So this is me, Eileen, and this is my difficult life without my family. Some people think that living in a home for girls like our little Roses is a big blessing. Yes, I say to those people, it is a great blessing, but at the same time, it is a curse. Every night I start thinking and talking to God in my prayers. Why, God, why did my family leave me alone? There is no answer. A lot of people see me with my sisters and my aunt, who is not really my aunt, and they think we are a happy group, but really all of us think the same thing that no one ever says. One day, will our mother come to visit us? It is ugly to know that everyone in this school is celebrating Mother's Day. In this day, I feel ashamed to be me. But, God, listen to this. I am counting the time like people count the stars, and I will keep counting until my mother comes. My sisters are graduating, and soon I will go to college, too. When I graduate from college and when I am finally somebody in this world, God, I will go straight to Mexico, where my mother lives, and I will stare at her like I stare at the stars, and with a voice that cracks like thunder, I will say, I forgive you. But for now, God, I am here in our little Roses, counting.
That was Spencer Reese reading Counting by Eileen Barbieri, a 15-year-old Honduran girl. It's part of a collection of essays and poems called Las Chavas, or Homegirls, and it came out of Spencer Reese's work with these girls in a Honduran orphanage in 2012. And Elizabeth Austin, that poem blows me away on so many levels. There's a lot going on in there for a 15-year-old.
Yes, that image right at the very beginning. Every second I pass without my family, it feels like a knife trying to get inside a rock. I am the knife, and the rock is my life.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. But I'm curious, here's this Episcopalian priest and a poet working with these girls. Why, in his time with them, work on poetry instead of, I don't know, something more practical?
The girls do get a practical education at the school, but I think part of what Spencer is doing is giving them a chance to connect in with their own individual voices. By writing these poems themselves, they give voice to their own internal experience in a way that is wholly theirs.
Yes, we won't hear anything like that again. Elizabeth Austin is Washington State Poet Laureate and the KUOW Literary Producer. We've got links to more information about Spencer Reese's work and the Our Little Roses Home for Girls. That's at our website, kuow.org. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marcy.
Elizabeth Austin joins us every month to share some of her favorite poetry on the record.